I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Another wildfire is burning in the Brainerd Lakes area. A Minneapolis woman is dead after a hit-and-run crash in Brooklyn Park, and the countdown is on, the 2026 Minnesota State Fair. But first, it's official. Minneapolis will host the 2028 NFL Draft. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell making the announcement in Orlando, Florida for the league meeting on Minnesota.
A great community, one that I think is going to set a new bar for success of this draft and the impact that it has on a community. So I want to congratulate Minnesota, and we look forward to seeing you in 2028.
Governor Walz today has named Theodora Gayades as the new Chief Justice of the Minnesota Supreme Court. This comes as current Chief Justice Natalie Hudson retires from the bench. Gayades was named to the bench by Walz in 2024. With her rising to the Chief Judge's post, Walz is naming Ramsey County District Court Judge Rinaldo Aligata to the High Court. Hudson was appointed to the Supreme Court in 2015 by Governor Mark Dayton. She's been Chief Justice since 2024. A Minneapolis woman is dead after a hit-and-run crash in Brooklyn Park. State Patrol investigators say 25-year-old Amaya Armstrong Walker was walking on the right shoulder of southbound Highway 252 between Brookdale and 73rd Avenues. Two witnesses who knew Walker were in a vehicle on the shoulder, attempting to convince her to get off the shoulder. That's when a dark gray Toyota RAV4 traveling at a high rate of speed struck and killed Walker before leaving the scene. The search is now on for the driver of that vehicle. Another wildfire is burning in the Brainerd Lakes area in Crow Wing County. The Flanders Fire is at 60% contained, but there is a solid perimeter with firefighters putting out hot spots. Cross Lake Mayor Jackson Perfirst says the DNR was quick to respond with planes to douse the flames.
It is a clear testament to what teamwork truly is and why having a wildfire prevention plan, which they had, is so important.
He says so far no homes have been destroyed. The other small fire north of Two Harbors, dubbed the Stort Trail Fire, is now 100% contained, according to state officials. A memorial for 6-year-old Anaya Allen, who was shot and killed after being hit by a stray bullet 5 years ago. Her grandfather is returning to the street in an effort to stop any more children from dying.
Sadly, somebody else is going to be shot. Somebody else is going to be killed.
K.G. Wilson knows that he cannot save everyone.
I couldn't save Anaya. I couldn't save the other two children, Trinity and LaDavion, who were all shot back to back. But maybe, Chad, I can save somebody else's grandchild, or maybe I can save somebody else's child.
He told WCCO's Chad Hartman that the streets have changed. There are younger criminals now.
From 10 years old to 15, they have gangs that age now. New gangs that are on the street. They are stealing cars, carjacking, busting out people's windows.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence the founder of Feeding Our Future to 50 years in prison for coordinating the largest pandemic fraud in the United States. 45-year-old Amy Bach was among 65 convicted for their role in the scheme. The sentencing memorandum was filed yesterday, and Bach is scheduled to be sentenced on Thursday. She was convicted by a federal jury for stealing more than $240 million from federal programs. She's maintained that she knew nothing about the fraudulent activity. Hennepin County Sheriff Dawana Witt is gearing up for her re-election campaign. Witt revealed her intentions on social media 6 months ago and told WCCO's Adam and Jordana today that she's filed her paperwork for November's election.
Somebody asked me if I would consider, well, actually it's been asked several times, run for a different office, and I said I'm not done being a cop yet. You know, I really do love the work I do. I really do love trying to bring public safety and common sense and community all together.
Witt was elected Hennepin County Sheriff in 2022, defeating Joseph Banks in the election by a comfortable margin. She's the first woman and person of color to hold the office. The Minnesota Twins appear to be making some moves today, including sending their former number one overall pick to the minor leagues. Multiple outlets are reporting Royce Lewis is being optioned to AAA St. Paul. Lewis has struggled since returning from a knee sprain on April 21st. Other moves today include purchasing the contract of veteran middle infielder Orlando Arcia, designating right-hander Justin Topa for assignment. The Twins have not yet confirmed these moves ahead of tonight's home game against the Houston Astros. Finally, the countdown is on for the 2026 Minnesota State Fair.
Power washers and construction sites are already active at the state fairgrounds with 100 days to go until opening day. Brad Schroeder brought his Sweets and Treats trailer from his home in Faribault to the fairgrounds.
100 days to the fair, yeah. When you said that, it kind of blew me away. Yeah, it's getting close.
Does it make you nervous at all that it's getting close?
Not really. I mean, you know, like I said, we've done it over 60 years.
Paul Hohenwald owns and operates Coaster's Beer Garden and is already well prepared.
Once the fair ends, you start thinking about what you can do for next year and the improvements, and then kind of take a little breather, and then when January hits, you start all over again. So we come out and get everything reorganized and cleaned.
The 100 days before milestone comes right in time for this weekend's kickoff to summer, sort of a dry run for fairgoers and the vendors and workers who make it happen. At the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, Al Schock, News Talk A3O, WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's A3O On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk A3O, WCCO.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.